Incredible little blurb there. Unfortunately, this is not whatever show that was, and I'm not doing any interpretive dance in here, but like regular dance for sure. I do think that all art like is beautiful and all that jazz and stuff. I still am trying to get behind interpretive dance. I like whatever makes you feel, you know, like you're expressing yourself, go for it. Like, don't let me limit your human experience for sure. But like for me, I just feel like I love recently I found that like dancing's super fun. I mean, like I knew that my whole life, but like moving a little bit, moving, grooving, super fun. Nice to get like, I don't know, like to feel your body moving to like music and stuff is like a really nice flow state to be in. And stuff can be like kind of meditative or just like relaxing or really fun, you know? But like trying to get like a message across with like how I'm moving my body, I like still don't totally get yet. I'll look into it. Maybe I just need to find some like good ones. But like I feel like a lot of what I've seen so far is like amateur dancing, and then like they try and like make their own set, and then it's like kind of like this is great, but like when you go to a like open mic poetry night or something, you don't expect everyone to be like fantastic, and you like know that going into it is like this is not how I'm going to think of all poetry from here on out, right? I just don't think I've ever seen like the really good interpretive dance. Okay, anyway, now that I'm done like digging this grave for myself. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have a very special show today. We are going to try and phone in a guest and then do an album review for Sizzy's new album, The Weight of the World. Crazy album. I have already played a couple of the tracks on the show, but we're just going to replay them because they are fantastic. And then we'll probably go track by track and just talk about them for a little bit. Give me a second. Let's see here. 855. Yeah, so in case you didn't know, you can call into the radio station. Please don't right now if you are listening. We have kind of like a plan. Hopefully, if this goes through. Wow, that was really loud in my head. I have to like turn the headphones down or something. There we go. That's a little bit better. Hopefully we will get the OG Button Pusher show back together here with Harrison joining us. He reached out to me a little bit ago when I was, geeking out over the Salute album. And he was like, would you want to like phone me in sometime and we can go over this album together? I thought that sounded really fun. I don't know if maybe some longtime listeners remember right when COVID hit, Pluko dropped his Colorblind album. Is that an album or just an EP? I forget. But Harrison and I did like a big album review of that, or, you know, like album big in terms of like two college students giving their thoughts on it. But like, that was really fun. I don't know. We went through it track by track. I really remember some of those, like they really stick out in my head as like, I don't know, emblematic music of that time and like stuff that I really liked during that time. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to this. And I think this Sizzy album has like so many cool like experimental sound design tricks and like techniques. And like Sizzy's really like refined his sound recently. So that's been pretty cool. I am going to play one track in the meantime while I kind of figure this out and hopefully can like, I don't know, find out how to play stuff in the studio and then call him in and then mute him and then like let him play again or let him talk again. So we'll try and figure that out right now while I do that. And I might just end this track that I'm gonna play right away, like if I ever get this right. But let's play Spectra Ocean Dream Circuit by Starjunk 95. Starjunk makes a lot of fun like ambient kind of like music you'd think would be played on like a PlayStation 1 game or something, or like a Flash ROM game. Really fun stuff. Like it. It's groovy. Definitely lots of like jungle influences, and you know I've been loving that on the show recently. So let's get into it with Spectra Ocean Dream Circuit by Starjunk 95. Wow, that was not a fade. Welcome. I apologize. Spectra Ocean. We'll be right back. All right, let's see if I can get this to work then. If I press this button, okay, I can hear myself. Harrison, are you there? Hello? Hello? Maybe? I don't hear anything. Are you talking? This is gonna take a second. This is some troubleshooting. We haven't done this before on the show, so this might take just a minute. Putting the caller on air. I'm like reading everything right now to try and figure out if this works. Press once when flashing or leave on, and then tell the caller that they are on air. Press phone off air. Have the mic off. Press once when flashing. Hold, press two, and then let go. That is what I did, I think. Okay, we might try this again. Harrison, I might have you hang up. We'll call you in again and see if we can figure this out. I apologize for the kind of messy start to the show, but this is gonna be exciting once it works. Maybe. We'll see. Hopefully. I've been watching The Boys recently. It's really good. I have, like, so much to say about that show. It's great. And so I'm gonna play Junk by Jane Eyre, Smike, and some, like, Russian group. I don't know. It's a Russian rock song, punk song, kind of. And the initial guitar riff, so good. I love it so much. So I'm just gonna jam to that in the studio while I figure this out. Here we go.
Они курят хэш, я бы тоже покурил, но у меня нету кэш. Ладно, похуй, пойду отложу личинку и передерну на какую-нибудь картинку в журнале издателя Ларри Флента. Я жую пластинку в ригле спермента. Я мог бы устроить себе пати, но купить чипсов и валяться на кровати. Ниже этажом твоя соседка. Что ты можешь рассказать об этой малолетке?
У нее на жопе Дольче энд Габбана. Чикса напоминает подростка-наркомана. Жрет на рейве паленое экстази. Двинуть коней под это дело легче, чем полстакана. Чтобы раскумариться, одна проблема. И нехуй париться, ее ебут все, и ничто не ебет. За дозу у любого в рот возьмет. Что я знал о Джанке?
Just Funk.
Джанк это я.
Я тут Джанк! Что я знал о Джанке? Just Funk. Джанк это я. Я это Джанк. Что я знал о Джанке? Just Funk. Джанк это я. Я тут Джанк!
Потом начнет ломать. Клевые приходы уже бессмысленно ждать. Желудок и легкие поменяются местами. Вены обросли орущими сосками. Дым сигарет с хуй знает чем. Что я здесь делаю?
И зачем?
Я вообще не понимаю, я ли это. И какое время года? Зима. Лето мое сраное тело объявило мне войну.
Ультиматум, чувак, в вашем по кубу.
Что я знал о Джанке?
Just Funk?
Джанк это я.
Я это Джанк! Что я знал о Джанке? Just Funk? Джанк это я. Я это Джанк. Что я знал о Джанке? Just Funk? Джанк это я. Я это Джанк!
Okay, now that I've played two songs that have junk in either the title or the artist name, let's try and get this dumpster fire off and see if I can get Harrison on air. I'm just going to try and put him right on air now. So let's do this. One, two. Hello. Is this working? Can you hear me? Anything? I promise I'm following the instructions down to a T. And if it's still not working, then maybe we can figure something out where you, like, Skype me or something, or, like, call me on my laptop, and then we can just feed that in while I'm playing stuff. I promise I'm playing it. I'm doing everything right, I think. Mic one is on. Press once when flashing or leave on. Yep, tell the caller that they are on air. The caller is on air. This is really rough. Okay. Calling me on Instagram. I can open that on my computer, maybe. Let's see. This is, like, so scuffed, but we're going to make it work. It's going to work, for sure. Instagram. Let's make sure I have music paused. This show is not sponsored by Meta or any one of that, you know, corporation. Corporation might be a strong word. But... That, I mean, I guess that's kind of what they are, right? Meta, like, company? Or what is it? You can tell I'm, like, floundering here. I'm begging for the location through text of how to connect Harrison to the air here. Let's see. I can try to log in. Oh, my gosh. I got my Instagram password right on my first try. Come on. That's, like, gotta be good. Because you know I made that when I was, like, what, 13? When did Instagram come out? Anyway. Now it's just, like, not loading. Okay, I'm gonna play some music again for, like, a little bit. Let's play Scorton's Creek. It's real great. It's a reimagined by Phileas, I think? Yeah, it's originally by Isaac Dunbar. Really great. I've been jamming to this one a little bit. It's smooth. And let me try and figure out what the heck is going on. Here we go.
I'll find a scary film to watch. I know that you've had enough, but I can't help to see you scared. I love to hold you. Yeah, I don't care, I don't care, as long as I can hold you. Let's go to the tennis court and take some pictures once more. Love to sneak a peek of you while you're posing. You get embarrassed, laugh a bit, and then you end up frozen. Yeah, I don't care, as long as I can hold.
That was so smooth and nice, right? So comfortable. I feel like the dog in that meme where, like, everything is on fire and he's just sitting there, like, drinking a coffee. Like, this is fine because, like, I am like floundering on air, trying to come up with stuff to say because everything is going wrong. And like, meanwhile, both Harrison and a longtime listener and longtime friend, former housemate Ryan, are both texting me, yes, Meta is like by definition a corporation. I'm like, thank you. That is like not exactly like what I'm interested in right now, but I appreciate it. Hope you like that track. That was a rec from a longtime friend and listener Ryan. He showed me Isaac Dunbar a while ago and have been really enjoying some of his stuff recently, but especially Scorton's Creek is just like smooth, like the one reimagined by Phileas, whatever that means, or Phileas, F-I-L-O-V-U-S, up to you, how you want to pronounce that, probably up to them, honestly, go ask, no, okay, Harrison, I've given him my WhatsApp now, and maybe he can call me and I can pick it up on my computer and then we'll just link him in that way, maybe. It is going to be a little weird on air because I'm going to have to like, oh yeah, I don't know how to like talk to him without the delay if we do it on WhatsApp as well. Man, this is kind of a mess. Maybe I'll just like message ops and be like, hey, I tried to pick up the phone and it like totally did not work and I'm pretty sure I followed the directions to a T. And we can do this, like, another time. I'm kind of down for whatever. I'm going to play one more track and just pick up the phone with Harrison on my computer and try and just... or on my laptop and try and just talk to him, figure out what we want to do. Sorry about this, gang. I was excited about this. This is unfortunate, but... oh, well. We'll have other stuff to play if we need to. Because, you know, there's, like, enough music in the world. I would say there's like at least 12, 13 songs, I think, last time I checked. So feel free to double check. Ooh, you know what would be a good one to play? The new Alice Longyou Detective Alice track. I don't know. I really liked it. It was kind of interesting. Alice Longyou Gao makes like really weird music pretty frequently and like music about being kind of an insane person. And I love it. She like makes these little characters for her songs that are like crazy people, and this one is like a stalker person or something, called, you know, like when everyone's like, oh, I gotta pull out my detective hat or my FBI hat, like figure out this person's entire life on Instagram or Facebook or something. And that's kind of what the song is like playing with that idea, I guess. So here is Detective Alice from Alice Longyou Gao.
Hello hello, and who am I? I'm Detective Alice.
I'm fading it out a little early because we have lost a lot of time on this track, but or on this set, but we have found a very scuffed solution, which is I'm just going to hold the phone up to the mic and see if y'all can actually hear Harrison. So here is, after a long hiatus and return to the show for now, Harrison Rheingold, say hey. Oh, wait, try that again.
Like always, we are so scuffed.
It's working, kind of. Wait, let me put you on speaker. Here we go. Let's try that.
Let's see. Can people hear me?
I think people can hear you. Let's see. We'll have people. People frequently message me during the show, so we can then figure out.
Okay. Yes. Frequent messengers frequently message Diego. My frequent appearance on the frequently occurring show.
Wow, look at that.
There are so many things I wanted to say. Boys is goated.
It is, right? Ooh. Okay. My friend recommended it to me, like, I don't know, maybe a month and a half ago. And, like, obviously I've known about it for a long time. But, like, within that month and a half, I'm on season 4 and, like, caught up with my housemate right now. Like, it's...
Let's go!
It's, like, the only show I've ever, like, really binged other than maybe, like, One Piece.
Did you finish?
No, I'm in episode 700 right now, which is insane. Because, like, I think I started around, like, a year and a half ago.
It looks so cool now.
It really does. The animation is crazy now.
I started reading it on, like, issue 900. Or so.
Yeah.
Just now, like a year and a half later, I finally started to understand what's happening and who each character is. Because I didn't actually read the previous. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, well. Anyways, people, I've missed all of you, and I miss Diego a lot.
Aw, yeah, dude, I miss you too, especially in the studio, I'm not gonna lie, like, every once in a while when I'm in here, I watch that video from our last show where we're just, like, jamming, and it's like, I miss that so much.
It was before, when it was both of us there, it wasn't sad, because there were two people there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're hanging out, and we're doing a radio show. Now... I'm in my apartment alone, and you're there alone, and it's like, in this open space talking to the voice.
Yeah.
Existential crises at 10 p.m. on a Thursday. What's new? Nothing.
Yeah, it's just like a regular day now instead. Like, I think we used to, you know, when the music is played, we have so much time to, like, catch up on, like, I don't know, Genshin crap that we've been doing, or, like, what we've been watching, or how school's been, and, like...
How do you feel about the new, what would you call it, continent, realm, country, zone?
Yeah, I don't know what they're called. Region, maybe?
Region.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah. I have been out of touch with Genshin for a while, so I have no idea, but...
Me too.
I know, yeah. Sacrilege, but at the same time, like, good for us. But their trailers are going crazy. Like, the editing on the music and the visuals for their trailers are insane lately. Like, one of them has legitimate, like, tear out in it, and it sounds good. Like, it sounds like good tear out. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Incredible. Okay, I'm getting feedback from my mom live. She's saying I need to back off the mic a little bit. That makes sense. I'm trying to, like, triangulate your voice and my own and the mic.
My mic's pretty much in my mouth, so I'm shocked.
Yeah, you're good, I think. I need to back up off the mic, I think. Okay, let's try that. And so you can turn him up. I can't turn him up. We're on the same channel, unfortunately. So I'll just talk a little bit quieter, maybe, and I'll turn you up.
Or you could turn another mic on, too.
And just put you by that one.
It's that.
Oh, that was... I'm getting feedback all of a sudden. Oh, no.
I thought you were getting feedback that was the worst joke you've ever heard.
No, I'm sorry. I meant, like, mic feedback. but I that might work, right? If I just Okay, let's try that. This is going to be really jank. So our plan is to listen to the Sizzy album. Should I play the first track while I get this kind of like set up and figure out how we get it working? And we can like talk about it a little bit afterwards, or do you want to do
No, let's do it.
Okay. So here is the first track then from the album. I'm sorry, I'm not wearing my headphones now. This is like, this is a mess, but it's scuffed. It's button pushers. It's always been a mess. Here is the first track from Sizzy's The Weight of the World. Can You Keep Up? Pretty fun stuff happening in this one. Let's get into it. Give me a second. Let's see. That's mic two. Let's see if I've balanced this, like, even remotely correctly. Harrison, can you say something?
Something.
Something. Okay, that's a little sharp, but I think...
Something.
Yeah.
That was close.
That's all right. Yeah, I think...
Boom.
Yeah. Okay, the volume seems, like, relatively equalized in my head. Let me know if that is not the case. But let's go with that, I think.
Let's go with that.
Let's go, yeah. And then please, you know, long-time listeners, texters, frequent, whatever, you know, let me know if I need to turn one of us up or down, and I will do that in between tracks, but I cannot see. This setup is so scuffed. I'm running laps in here trying to get it to work, so bear
with
us. It's
kind of odd that people actually are long-time listeners.
Right? Like, I mean, Sorry, continue.
No, you.
Okay, so my, like, former housemate listens all the time because it, like, lines up with when he goes to gym. Like, let me rephrase. he listens because he cares about me, I'm pretty sure. And it conveniently, like, lines up with when he likes to gym, or he'll, like, download it and listen to it at the gym, you know, kind of thing. So that's really fun. But, like, it is kind of crazy that we do have, like, external longtime listeners.
It's weird, and it's weird that they're long time, because it's been 5 years.
Yeah.
And 5 years is a long time.
That's like, yeah, that's longer than we were in college, or like, you know, high school or whatever. Like, any of those groups of people that you're with for like 4 years. I mean, I know that's basic arithmetic, but like, it just puts it in scale.
Forever. It is a multitude in of itself.
Yeah.
I fumbled that, but that's fine.
Well, yeah. Anything we want to say about Can You Keep Up on the opening to the album?
The answer is no, I cannot keep up, Sizzy. You're too good.
Super true. Very, very true. I think this album definitely, like, kind of came out of nowhere, right? Like, he leaked, or not leaked, but, like, released, I think, Get a Grip and Take My Energy separately pretty earlier on in the year.
Yeah, they released stuff early on. They had a collab with, they had a remix of a Kamo song,
which yeah. will
come back later. But, yeah, they've been working on this project for, like, I don't know, I think she'd been doing it for, like, 3 years? 2-3 years?
Jeez.
It's just been a super long time coming, but...
Just this album?
Really, yeah.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I think, like, the last, like, organized release I remember from them was the, like My Music EP or whatever it's called,
yeah.
or Please Like Music from like 2021.
Yeah, it was back in the day. came through.
Yeah, came through hard. And I feel like the Can You Keep Up is like such a brilliant like intro to the album too. Like it really displays, I had some notes and they are on my Messenger app, so I'll have to see if I can pull those up a little later. But I think like some of the things that I've really noticed about Sizzy's style is like, playing a lot with like these short loops and like then like warping and distorting like really tiny cuts of samples to get those like whirring sounds, and you know, kind of like the same thing that like Pluco goes for a lot, but instead of going for like ambience, it's like much more like robust.
Yeah, and, very granular.
Yeah, very granular, very like just taking tiny, tiny bits of sounds and then warping them around, trying to figure out these weird things. And like, I think this opening really shows off, like, okay, this is my style, and here's, like, what the rest of the album is kind of going to be exploring. Lots of, like, tempo play, lots of, like, glitchy warps and stuff like that.
Exactly. It's all about these really fast, heavy bits, and then it just pulls back, but it's those same sounds that are doing it. So it's sort of that micro-editing that someone like AU5 would do, which is really cool, but just in this very... bleep bloop
robot
way, which is super cool. And as you said, it's just a really good setup for what the rest of the project is, because it's heavy, but it's also a really nice intro and pretty. And yeah,
I think I've really noticed that Sizzy, like, from the Please Like Music EP, I really, really liked, I think it was called Medium Rare Milk or something, and it was, like, the rest of the EP was very, like, rhythm-y, very heavy. I wasn't, like, super into it, honestly, but that track had, like, a really nice blend between this, like, robust, like, hard digital bleep bloop and the, like, very ethereal, kind of dreamy, like, hyper-poppy, hyper-core stuff that we've got going on in, like, Kamosphere stuff. And
yeah.
I really like that in this project. He just leaned into it, like, so much, or they leaned into it, like, so much.
I totally forgot about that Medium Rare Milk track, but you're right. That was
my loop for like a month.
Off of that. Yeah.
Yeah. It was so good, right?
Did
it came out of nowhere.
We might have played it.
I think we did, yeah. I mean, I definitely would have brought it. But yeah, and so like when this when they leaked the first two tracks of what is it, Get a Grip and Take My Energy, I was like, oh, like, we're leaning into Medium Rare Milk territory. This is good. And I really agree with what you said about, like, the attention to detail that's, like, an AU5 level, like, you know, micro-edity kind of thing. But, like, just super, super funneled into, like, granular digitized sounds. And it's a really, I like it a lot. I'm excited to see where Sizzy takes them, especially, like you mentioned, remixes. Like, the Crush remix is crazy. Like, it's such a fun reimagination of that song. So...
big time.
Yeah. We have successfully talked about Can You Keep Up for roughly 10 minutes now.
Well, should we then go to the next track? ILU.
ILU. Like, coincidentally, Harrison, that's how I feel about you and the show. Aw.
I'm doing the TikTok heart hands right now.
Aw, which ones? Like the two fingers?
Yeah. Well, four fingers in total.
But... Oh, four. Thank you. Yeah, me too. We're so cute. Okay. Yeah, let's get into
ILU.
Oh, no.
We'll be right back.
Hello, hello?
Hello.
I think, yeah, you're on air. I can hear you.
Hello. You know what the nice thing about not being in the studio is?
What?
I can eat snacks.
Oh, that is so true. The fact that there is, like, there's signs everywhere that remind you that you are not allowed to eat or drink or, like, live your life in here at all. Okay, kidding.
Yeah, I do guess feel like... what, WMFO Ops? I'm eating. I'm snacking.
Can't stop Harrison. He's
snacking
eating
in the stew. What next, you... next, I'll curse.
What? No, 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 wait, wait, wait.
What are we... What's up, babe?
Yeah. What are we snacking on?
We're snacking on Trader Joe's Rice Cracker Medley. If you have a Trader Joe's near you, cheapest grocery store in New York, by the way.
Yeah.
Fun fact. But genuinely S-tier snack. Some would say double S-tier.
Double S-tier? We're
yeah.
thinking of
except
installing...
for the wasabi peas. At the end, you're always left with too many wasabi peas, and it's not good. But the rest of it is... so goated beyond belief.
Is that like a Harrison take, or is that like a uniform, like universal take that no one...
This is a Harrison take, okay. That will become a universal
gotcha,
take.
Gotcha, gotcha, yeah. Everyone acknowledge how many wasabi peas are in your rice cracker.
I am what people call a taste maker.
He's so true. A
literally in this game.
That's so good. And yeah, I think Trader Joe's prices are like standardized across the nation, right? So like if you live in
they
like
are.
Midwestern places, like it can be more expensive for sure. But like if you're in New York, it's like really cheap. Or like in comparison at least.
Yes.
So indeed. That's nice. And we also found out that like there's a non-zero chance that like Harrison and like one of my New York besties live like right next to each other. So hopefully we'll have some more button pusher reunions in the near future. We're going to discuss that a little bit more off air, I think, but
yeah, don't want to dox me.
Yeah, I don't want to let everyone know where he lives, because I know everyone would be swarming, you know, like they just need to get signatures and pictures.
Yeah, try to break in my tiny little one room.
Are you in a studio by yourself?
Yeah, but it's tiny.
Gotcha. How have you been liking it, if you don't mind a little Harrison update?
How have I been liking it? Liking what? Living by myself? Not fun. It's way better with other people.
Mm.
How have I been liking this EP so far? Goated. Amazing album. We stand Sizzy.
We do.
Last track was really good. What else would I have been liking? Rice crackers.
How do you like I mean, because you went to school in New York, right?
Yeah, I grew up there.
Yeah, so like you've kind of, do you like the New York vibes?
They're different. I think being in Boston for 8 years, I became a big fan of grass and trees. And you know, you don't get that here, and it smells really bad. So, in Boston, I feel more connected to everything around me. In New York, less so, but, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, it does feel like it's harder to feel, like, tethered in New York, because, like, everything just moves so quickly.
It's true, which is partially nice that I have a tiny little apartment,
right? Because
that's, like, this one little zone in a hub of so many people, and then you zoom out and zoom out to the planet, or you see New York City, and then you see New York State, and then a bunch of the Northeast, and then the US, and then some more of the world, and it zooms out further, and you go past the moon and Jupiter and Venus and the sun and the galaxy into more galaxies, into this Milky Way space you don't know, and then it goes farther and farther and farther.
Man, what is in those rice crackers? I gotta get some of those.
There might be a little something in the rice crackers.
Yeah, maybe.
Trader Joe's secret.
Yeah, Trader Joe's secret sauce. That's crazy. And you've also mentioned, like, you've been hitting quite a few shows, I feel like, in the New York area. How's the, like, the venue scene / show scene?
Yes, sir. I have been going to many, many shows. Tomorrow, as I mentioned to Diego, I'm going to Justice and Jamie XX, which will be interesting. I don't like the venue Justice is playing at Brooklyn Navy Yard, which is fine. but I think they could have done better in terms of a place that's right for them. There hasn't been a lot of bass music recently, which is really frustrating for me.
Yeah, all I want agree. This
is dubstep, and it's always just like the commercial people playing at these clubs, and I don't want to go see Jonas Blue, you know? Or yeah. Galantis.
It is kind of like, I feel like I can like listen to the like what it like the Mint playlist on Spotify and like get that vibe at home for the most part, right? Like there is something that's very uniquely exactly. energetic about like a more hardcore kind of like ravey experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Techno is huge.
Yeah.
I will say. Techno, weirdly, before coming here, I did not like techno.
Yeah, I agree. I'm entering however, techno now.
There's so many techno heads here. There's so many house heads, like Prague House, who listen to, like, I went to a Solomon show a few months ago.
Mm.
I went to two Solomon shows, actually. I went to both of them. Fine. I'm not the biggest fan in the world, but not my music.
Yeah.
It was so interesting that people just, you know, are so obsessed.
Yeah.
And then Sarah Landry at Knockdown Center, which was cool. And there's this club called Basement, which is all these techno people playing every weekend. It's under Knockdown Center, which is really cool. But I just don't like techno. And you're there until like there from midnight till 5 a.m. or something.
Right, yeah, it's total like sewer rat territory. Where you're just, yeah. like, crawling back into bed super sweaty at, like, 5:30 a.m.
That's true. That's my nickname.
That's you. Crawling into bed at 5:30 a.m.
Is that, like, Guy's nickname? Sewer Rat? Rat?
Who is this?
Must Die.
Yeah, I think his is, like, Rat King or, like, Sewer Rat yeah. something. He's very into rats.
We stand Must Die.
We do stand Must Die. Sissy's got a nice remix of a Must Die track too. That's it. That Crisis well, Vision reimagined is a crazy.
Maybe there's more to come soon. Who knows?
What'd you say?
Spoiler alert.
Sorry, what was that, Harrison?
So it's a spoiler alert. Maybe more to come soon. I don't know.
From Must Die.
and maybe Sissy and
that would be crazy.
And maybe some really nut stuff coming up later this year. I don't know.
We can trust Harrison's prophetic abilities as well. He's done it before and he'll do it again, and he also has no outside help at all in that. Also, really quickly, I want to make sure that I get the PSA in. Harrison, I think it would have been fun if we had you read one, but like there's only 6 minutes left, so I really just want to like say it.
Do
really
the quickly. Anime girl walking one.
I know, that's what I'm trying to find it. In reverence of longtime fan. Okay. Public transit versus walking PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 for an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. Wow, first of all, that was a long time ago if the T only cost 3/4. Now it is like 2:40. But also, yeah, that was the PSA. Thank you so much for the folly and the sound effects, Harrison. I have missed that in our trying to mess up each other's PSAs.
Of course.
Do you remember the ladder safety one and trying to read it without laughing? Like
which one?
The ladder safety one.
Yeah, that's
makes it like the most ominous object in the world. And then like they get you to laugh at it, and then they hit you with this just frightening statistic of how many people actually get injured.
That's true.
Yeah.
Too many. Don't climb on ladders, kids.
Yeah, that's like the short form PSA for that one.
You should get paid because we're doing more than one PSA.
Honestly, so true. I need to get paid by Big Ladder.
I as opposed to step stool.
Yeah, so true. Okay.
That was riveting commentary about the Sizzy EP. Shall we play the next track?
Yeah. We've really been talking a lot about Sizzy. Anything we want to say about ILU? I think, like, I mentioned off-air, like, love how he teases the drop for so long, and it still just kind of comes out of nowhere with that super, like, mechanical, you know, you mentioned, like, Crank Daddy kind of style of sound. Super cool, super fun. Anything you want to say about ILU?
ILU, Sizzy. Oh. What a nuts track. I was telling Diego that I really like that wet sound in the back of it that's on the offbeats. It's sort of like a hi-hat, but it really gives a lot of motion to the track and contrast to all that. That's something you'll see. There's this guy on Instagram who does all this stuff on, what is it, like Botanicore?
Yeah. Something. Is it like Nest that. Acoustics?
I think so.
Yeah, I love him. He's crazy.
It's cracked, but it's this really cool editing that feels super natural, and I think that's what this is doing, and it's cool because it provides a really nice contrast to the super mechanical and heavy aspects with this really, you know, light, wet sounding. It's able to cut through and be something different instead of, you know, dubstep just being very, very obviously synthetic. I mean, it still is, but it's cool because it feels natural.
Yeah, I think I bring this up in a little bit later, I think in Dope 1, but, like, I love how Sizzy's bringing this kind of, like, non-quantized form to dubstep. You know, like, dubstep has, like, a lot of, like, structure, and it's very, like, stuttery, I guess, you know, or, like, very, not, like, stuttery, I guess, but, like, very segmented, usually. There's, like, calls and responses, and, like, you can very much identify to different parts and stuff. And Sizzy has a really good way, I like how you put it, of, like, adding those little bits in the in-betweens to really give the song, like, a lot of flow and a lot of movement. And I've really appreciated that on some of the tracks on this album.
Very true. Yeah. Well, I guess maybe we only have time for one more?
Yeah, so, like, there isn't another show after this, so I would be down to keep going for a little bit longer if you want to. We can also call it at 11 if I know, like, it's a work night, but,
We do whatever, whenever, wherever, whyever.
All right.
Next up, get a grip.
Get a grip.
Lock in.
With Sizzy and Neonix, this was an earlier release, so you may have heard it before,
Fun fact, Neonix is the assistant of Sizzy's manager.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now.
So
they were Neonix first, and then they now are doing that on the side.
Neonix has a track with Eptic as well, right? I think Moon Vision or something.
Yeah.
That's cool. Does Neonix, like, do like music? I mean, I guess, like, they have their own releases and stuff, but did they get into the industry, like, wanting to be more as, like, a product manager, or, like, project manager, or, like, wanted to be more of a producer?
They were an artist, and they were signed by the same manager, and the manager is a amazing dude, and was previously, actually, I Never Say Die, which is so sick.
Yeah.
He was an star there. But now he's this manager, and he, you know, just wanted more bread on the table for everyone, so he hired one of his DJs, tell you, like, gave him a few tasks to help out on, and then he was doing good, and so he, you know, gave him a little more and a little more, and eventually he was like, we'll hire you full-time as my assistant.
That's really fun. I like how tight these communities end up being. Like, you see, like, the teams, you know, like, the Isonok team and the Porter team and, like, the Never Say Die crew is, like, I don't know, they're tight, and there's some really cool bonds in there.
And the community is so tight because the same manager was on the come up, and it's from the same area, Tronix, and I think maybe even, like, Sudden Death too. I don't, but there are all these people, and they all came up together.
Wow.
It's this weird thing, but it's pretty sick.
Yeah, I love seeing, like, even now, like, to this day, like, you know, like, Madion and Porter have, like, so much influence over each other's music still, you know, and, like, yeah, I don't know, super cool.
Well. I don't know if Madion still does report it, but
yeah, I think Madion's definitely been, like, after, actually, Good Faith.
Speaking of, on our last 1 minute of air, I just, before we go over.
Yeah, we gotta say it.
I just want to say, Mr. Robinson is dropping an album tonight in 1 hour.
In 1 hour. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. I literally looped Kitsune Maison Freestyle, like, all day when it came out. Like, I know it's brain rot, but, like, it's so good.
Except Porter Robinson Freestyle by Lil B is better.
Oh, so true. Porter Robinson, Porter Robinson.
Porter Robinson.
I love whenever he drops that on his shows, too. It's just, like, it's so good. Because, like, half the people have never heard it before and are like, what's going on? And half the people know it's been, like, a long-running joke for a while. And it's just, like,
so
great, you know?
So it's either people are confused or they go absolutely nuts.
Yeah, they're like going like Wook mode to Porter Robinson. So good. Yeah, it's super cool stuff about Kitsune Maison too. Like the event he did you see that in LA where he was like giving clothes out?
Yeah, it's cool. He's giving his clothes out.
Yeah, he was giving clothes out that he toured with, and, like, you had to be in and out of the shop in a minute, and you couldn't say anything. Like, it was supposed to be a silent kind of interaction. Then, like, gave you a little card that said, like, I got this picked out for me by Porter Robinson. Super jealous.